Call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, June 2nd, 2025 edition. While I was going over this story, this text came in at 9:18 when I was talking about the budget, the process that Lansing's going through. Current budget expires at midnight on September 30th. And what I said is if they don't come up with the budget, then the state government will be shut down. Well, State Representative Cam Cavett, appreciate you listening to the show, Cam, texted me and he said, not true. What I just said at 9:18 wasn't true. Hall and the House Republican majority passed a $20 billion shutdown prevention program, quote unquote, that pays for essential government services to make sure they're covered. Public safety, schools, prisons, veterans, and roads. A couple of minutes later, he came back and says, there is a plan. I'm fully aware of the plan. I talked about it on this show when you guys passed it a few months ago. But I came back, I texted him during the break, I said, but the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, has said that the plan is dead in the Senate. I'm not even sure Whitmer would sign it. No response. You can pass whatever you want in the House, but if the Senate's not going to take it up, and we're not even sure the governor would even sign it, what good is your plan? Because the governor refuses to hold a special election for the 35th State Senate District, the Democrats are still in control, 19-18 in the Senate. Winnie Brinks is still the Senate Majority Leader. Cam came back, didn't respond to my reply, but he says Winnie is irrelevant. Okay, so tell me exactly how she's irrelevant. She's the Senate Majority Leader. How is she irrelevant? If she doesn't even take your guys' plan up in the House because it's not a full-blown budget. He says it's Hall and the governor. Deals are done with the committee chairs. I understand you can have a deal, but it's still got to go to a floor vote. He says, ignore her. Okay, I know that's Matt's plan. I've been seeing it. I've been reporting on it. I've been talking about it. Ever since she sued him over those 9 Democrat-passed bills that Joe Tate, the previous speaker, never forwarded to the governor for signature, she sued him, and they have been talking to each other ever since. Have not even sat down and had a lunch together. So we'll see. Hey, Cam, we'll see. So what you're basically saying is the plan is to ignore the Senate Majority Leader. It's going to somehow pass in the Senate without her blessing because the governor is going to go around the Senate Majority Leader and tell him to put it on the floor vote in the Senate, and it's going to pass. You got 19 Democrats that are going to go against Winnie Brinks, the Senate Majority Leader, who controls all the committees in the Senate, controls all the chairmanships of those committees, and that the governor is going to tell her basically yes. I don't see how you get to 20 votes. All 18 Republicans vote for the plan. Okay, tell me who's the two senators, the two Democrats they're going to join the 18 Republicans and go against the Senate Majority Leader and do what the governor tells them to do. Just, I won't say it on the radio. Just give me two names, because I can't think of two Democrat senators that'd be willing to cross over and vote with the 18 Republicans to give you the 20 votes necessary. Sorry, I just don't see it. Off the record, text me the two names just so I can understand your thinking, because right now I don't see it. 19 absolute, not only no, but hell no's, unless something is given to them. Something is granted by the governor that would bypass the Senate Majority Leader. You can keep your chairmanship. You can keep your committee assignments. You can keep your office furniture. You can keep your parking pass. I don't see two Democrats willing to cross the Majority Leader. I mean, Cam, you understand this better than anybody. The Speaker of the House controls everything, just like the Senate Majority Leader does in the Senate. Committee chairmanships, committee assignments, whether or not you even have a staff in your office, office furniture, parking passes. I mean, they control everything. It's not right, but they do. And again, I don't see two Democrats willing to join the 18 Republicans. Give me two names, because I don't see it. Sorry. I think the plan is flawed, because the Senate has more power than Matt Hall and the governor. We still have a bicameral system. And if it can't pass in the Senate, it goes nowhere. And so the plan is, I guess, get to September 30th and then blame it on Winnie Brinks, blame it on two Democrat senators that won't do the right thing to keep the state of Michigan open with a $20 billion, somewhat of a continuing resolution plan of the current budget. Okay, those two names I totally understand. I'm not going to say them on the radio, because I promise you I wouldn't. Compromise through negotiations. Okay, I appreciate the names. I know both of these individuals. As a matter of fact, it's interesting, because one of the senators called me out on the Senate floor regarding DEI training. The exact thing that now Donald Trump says we are done with DEI in this country. She actually made a comment about me on the Senate floor regarding DEI training. So I appreciate that. Thank you for those names. Now I can kind of see what direction this is going. But here's the bigger question, Cam, since we're engaging with each other via text messages this morning. I don't know why you don't just come on the show. We could talk about it. Let me ask you this question. Long-term road funding solution. Matt Hall has already proposed it way back in January, I believe it was, February. The governor never responded to Matt Hall's plan. She's called for a long-term road funding solution for local and state roads, but she's never acknowledged the plan, number one. Number two, and this is the most important part, what are we going to do with the $86 billion budget that the Senate Democrats have proposed? I know the House Republicans are doing a great job looking at every bureaucratic agency and trying to figure out ways to make cuts. And I know Republican majority, as well as this speaker, Matt Hall, very, very fiscally conservative. I get it. But I'm not so sure that these two state senators that you mentioned are going to be willing to approve a House budget of $60 billion or even $70 billion. Because $86 billion is not sustainable. I've been saying it all along. It's got to be at least a 20% chop across the board. and look at all the things that are happening. 2,900 jobs that aren't filled, chop them. If workers won't come back to their offices, get rid of the offices. You guys are all over this. I get it. But we're talking about substantial cuts to this Democrat proposed budget. Even the governor's plan is too high. How are you going to get them down to your numbers so that we don't have to raise taxes on the people of the state of Michigan to pay for next year's budget? I just think it's ideologically, you guys are too far away. Unless you're willing to pass an $80 billion budget, which is ridiculous, not sustainable, you can't fund it. When these funds stop coming to Lansing from Washington, we have to have adults in the room to say, guys, we've got to rein in our budget. If we don't, it's not going to balance. And constitutionally, you're required to do it. So how does that happen? I don't think Matt Hall has the ability to force the cuts that are going to be necessary. And I honestly don't think Whitmer is going to be willing to sign it anyway. There's just way too much of these policy spending. Economic development. She wants to keep every single fund out there. I know you guys are talking about eliminating the SOAR fund and other things that are sunset to expire. But guess what? She wants it. The governor wants it. You're telling me she's willing to give up $500 million for SOAR to put that towards roads? Okay. I understand negotiations. I get it. But I just don't think there's enough there to do what needs to be done and to get this balanced budget passed based on the funds that are probably not coming from Washington. I saw a couple of news shows over the weekend. Biden and Congress may have appropriated for it, but if the checks haven't been sent, Trump's keeping the money. Honestly, I think he's getting to the point where he doesn't really care what the courts say. You can tell him you can't do something. Well, Trump may just start ignoring these judges. Take it to the Supreme Court. His Supreme Court. Final segment of hour number one. Appreciate the banter back and forth, Cam. Thank you very much, sir. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you.
This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this story regarding the federal funding not coming to the state of Michigan because of policy. That's what it basically boils down to. Sanctuary cities, keeping DEI programs, keeping COVID task force open, and refusing to help the feds when it comes to deporting illegal immigrants out of the state of Michigan. If you're not going to help the feds implement, execute, carry out Donald Trump's agenda in the state of Michigan, you're not getting the money. Other states as well. He's not just going to target Michigan. This will be across the country. Well, the problem is that the state government right now, with Governor Gretchen Whitmer as the governor, unfortunately for another 18 months, and this one seat majority in the Senate is going to be a problem. Now, Cam responded, I greatly appreciate it. They are going to have to come and negotiate or take blame for the shutdown. We have provided a valid option. Them, nothing. Dude, I get it. I talked about it when it was passed. I said on this show back months ago that when you guys took the initiative to pass this $20 billion keep the government open continuing resolution of this current budget, whatever you want to talk or call it, I understood it then. I'm sorry. I'm just, this is unbelievable. Okay, Cam's heading out of signal right now. He's headed to Alpena. I asked him a very simple question. Are you guys going to get the budget down to like 60 to 70 billion? He says, I think so. My budget goes back to the Snyder years, exactly what I called for. 58 billion when he left office and handed the keys to the governor's mansion to Governor Gretchen Whitmer January 1st of 2019. And stop and think about that date, people. We're talking 7 years ago. How do we go from 58 billion to 86 billion that the Senate passed? It's insanity. during that time period, even after the U.S. 2020 census said that Michigan was maintaining its $10 million population, 10 million people in Michigan, I don't believe it. We've been declining ever since. I know so many people personally that have sold their homes, sold their businesses, gave them to the employees, whatever, and said, we're out of here. It's almost getting to the point where we don't even have U-Haul trailers available or big moving trucks at U-Haul places to rent because they've all been taken out of the state of Michigan. I mean, this is just getting insane, completely insane. So let's see if we can get the budget back to the Snyder years. $58 billion when he left. Let's see how close to that number they come. That's where it's got to go, because I'll tell you what, if this federal funding doesn't come and they start cutting other funds because of these cuts coming out of Washington, where everybody, every state is having to take 10, 15, 20% reductions, well, what do you got on $85 billion? 17 is 20%. 85 minus 17 is 68 billion. Yep. Getting a lot closer to Snyder's numbers for sure. 60 billion is what I was my target. If you get to that number, guess what? You're going to make your numbers and create a pro-growth situation in the state. Because you get rid of these stupid policies, maybe, just maybe, people will stay. But you got to reduce the number of state employees. You got to reduce their overhead. You've got to make some major, major, major cuts. So, one of the things I think you have to understand is that the process is going to be where it comes down to. Compromise negotiations, I understand it. Totally get it. And if the Democrats don't take what the House is pushing, well, then blame the shutdown on them, because the Republicans have a plan. Here's the number. This is what we can do. Actually, I'm looking forward to their budget proposal. Matt Hall said on Mackinac Island, it's coming soon. Well, we'll see what soon means. I think it's definitely going to be after July 1st. Hour number two today's show. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo, as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an Iron Pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
These are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities.